All righty, it's 3:43 on your Thursday drive. Lots going on here. If you're just joining us, you missed our conversation with former director of the CIA and the NSA, four-star General Michael Hayden. That was cool. His new book is The Assault on Intelligence, American National Security in an Age of Lies. Wow. Timing, huh?
Yeah.
But it's timing. It just came out. Oh, my God. Couldn't be more relevant. We're going to have a shortened brouhaha today. And then at 4:30, we're rerunning our pretty amazing conversation with John Dean from earlier this week at 4:35 as we jump in the van and head over to the Roxy Theater in Santa Rosa for the world premiere of the new documentary, which this company was heavily involved with, called Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. And we're going to have all sorts of special guests, including the producer-director, Steven Siegel, Mayor Chris Corsi, Caitlin Childs from the Sonoma County Resilience Fund, KSRO News Director Pat Kerrigan, City Councilman Chris Rogers, Supervisor James Gore, Misty Harris and Spencer Crum from the Sheriff's Department, Santa Rosa Fire Chief Tony Gosner, and Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano, to name a few.
Take a breath, Steve.
Yeah. Wow. My job just does not suck. I can, you know.
By the time you announce them, you'll have no time left for a broadcast from the theaters.
So well, I say that all the time. When we're talking to super big shots from D.C. and I start reading their resume in the introduction, I go, I got to stop because we won't have time to talk to them if I don't. Anyway, amazing stuff. Okay, you know Harry Duke, our theater guy, every Thursday. And the return of some of our theater friends, Stephen David Martin back with us, Christy Carlson for the first time.
Nope, she's been here before.
You're Christy,
time.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was looking for the general. Which one of you is the four-star
Christy
general?
Has no stars. She's a no-star actress.
I forgot to bring my stars today.
And Haley Hollis is with us. There, it's the Ravens Players production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. That's a David Mamet play.
Yeah, very good, Steve. Your theater knowledge is ironclad as usual. Yes, right on.
Harry?
Thanks, Steve. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So, Stephen, this is what you call a Raven on the Road production, correct? So
it
it's
is.
Not at the Raven Performing Arts Center.
It is not. It is at Sagacio Family Winery.
Oh.
Yeah, I got your interest. Yeah. Yeah. Got your interest. Yes,
perked right up there, Steve.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
So tell us about the setup. What are people going to see when they come to Sagacio Winery and check out your show?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's still early.
It's a work in progress. Well, you know, it's funny because when you were talking about the general's book, I feel like this could also be subtitled An Assault on Intelligence. It's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and we are doing it outdoors. One of the reasons we're doing it off-site at the Raven is because I love Shakespeare, but I think Shakespeare worked best under the stars, outdoors, when you're, you know, fighting the elements. So we're going to do it in the lovely setting of Sagacio Family Winery. And I wish I had some really great Shakespearean research and an intellectual foundation for this, but we're setting in the 1980s, just because I think it would be kind of fun.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. I was driving down the road, and I was listening to the radio. Okay,
and, not KSRO.
No, they were actually playing music.
All right, that's it. Good night, fellas, folks.
And Billy Idol's White Wedding came on, right? And I thought, well, that'd be a great song to use at the end of Midsummer Night's Dream. And then I thought, wait a second. I could do Midsummer Night's Dream in the 80s. There's so much great 80s music that would work in that show. And then I thought, wait a second. Billy Idol would be a great Puck. And so it started from there. And, you know, my reasoning goes wide and shallow. And I decided that it would be great if I could just make it a pop culture 1980s Midsummer Night's Dream.
I love that. So there's no Shakespearean...
We still use the words, and they kind of get in the way of the shtick and the music, but we still do the words.
Really?
And kind of in the right order, for the most part, yeah. And so from there, you know, the cultural icons just kept on coming. So Titania, who Christy is playing, is inspired by Madonna. Oberon, King of the Fairies, is inspired by Prince. We got a little Bon Jovi in there.
Haley gets to be a little Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah,
boy.
I was playing Helena. And it's one of those plays, I've done it a few times, it's one of those plays, I think, the great thing about Shakespeare and the great thing about this play is it's so well written, it'll withstand these interpretations.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
So for folks who are not familiar with A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's probably one of the top five most produced Shakespeare plays, I would assume.
Yeah.
Who would like to give us a shot at explaining to the audience what the story is? Christy?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, it's about love, of course, because it's a comedy. So and about mistaken, not exactly mistaken identities, but just mix-ups along the way. And then you have the whole fairy world as a secondary story going on. So you have two pairs of lovers that are, the two men initially are fighting over the same woman. And then Haley's character is left out. The one that she's in love with is pursuing her rival. And so they go off. They all end up in the woods, of course, because...
As lovers always do.
Of course, that's right. And so there's magic that ensues. Puck gets in the way and casts spells on the wrong people accidentally. And it's all sort of, all kind of craziness happening. And then, because it's a comedy and Shakespeare, in the end, everything gets straightened out and set to rights.
There are basically three worlds. There's the fairy world, who exist on another level. And the humans, the mortals, can't see them. They're invisible. And the great thing about Shakespeare is they'll tell you that right in the text. They'll say, I'm invisible. So there's no
simplifies things.
For exactly the right. Shakespeare knew his audience and ours. And then the second group is the lovers. You know, as Christy was saying, there's the two guys after one girl, and there's another girl's left out. And the third group are called the Rude Mechanicals. And these are the community theater actors who are trying to put on a play. And the play is a knockoff of Romeo and Juliet called Pyramus and Thisbe.
That's right.
And they're really, really earnest, but they're really, really bad.
Does Madonna do Papa Don't Preach?
Madonna does Material Girl.
Material Girl.
There's I gotta see this.
Yep.
There's your teaser
girl.
Right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, ladies, I'm assuming you auditioned for Midsummer Night's Dream. You know Midsummer Night's Dream. You think you know what Midsummer Night's Dream is going to be. And then you're told, okay, we're doing it in the 80s. How do you react to that, Holly?
It's like, I saw the movie, and because it was like, I should know what I'm getting myself into if I'm going to audition for this. And it was like, okay, there's a lot going on. Let's do it. I'll audition. And then I hear it's in the 80s, and it's like, oh.
So you should be watching Breakfast Club.
Yeah. How are we going to do that one? And it's been interesting to see how we are doing it with all the music and hair and costumes and all
fun any
stuff.
Any bangles in there?
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Serious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was being trying to be funny.
It's true.
No.
My fairy entourage.
No, we're on the same wavelength. Oh, yeah. No, that's my wheelhouse. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Being on Top 40 Radio during all of the 80s, I remember each and every piece, and some of them I get nauseous over, but there was some good stuff.
There's some great stuff. There's bangles.
You should have had Steve do some narration during the show.
Oh, maybe it's not too late. Oh.
Yeah. It's never too late. Yeah.
Christy, tell us about your character.
Oh, Titania, queen of the fairies, has her fairy entourage that goes everywhere with her. So in our production, they're sort of like a girl band who follows me around. And my character is very attached to a changeling boy that I am raising up, who is this, a changeling is like a half god, half human kind of person. And Oberon, the king of the fairies, wants the boy himself. And so we are in a battle of the wits, essentially, to see who is going to end up with this child. And so through the course of the play, he plays a trick on me that I won't
Don't
reveal.
Give away the ending.
I'm not revealing. And
because no one knows what goes on in a Shakespeare play.
It's only been around for how long?
But it's very fun. And Titania's sort of modeled after Madonna in this particular version. So,
how big of a cast have you got?
I don't know. I think I've got like 18. I think on any given night, 12, 14, 18.
Depending on
whoever
shows up
I use stays late at the tasting
actually,
room.
If you
want
to be in the show, just come on.
Whoever is not drinking too much Segacio.
No, I think it actually helps if you drink
more
Segacio.
Well, I found that too. Segacio is beautiful out there. It's on Grove Street in Healdsburg. It's a Raven on the Road production. Outdoors, under the stars, Segacio Winery in Healdsburg. As it says on the flyer, bring blankets, chairs, and picnics. There will be wine available, of course, from Segacio. This is, to me, just stunningly cool and genius in so many ways. A Midsummer Night's Dream by Willie Shakespeare.
You might have heard of him.
Bill Shakespeare.
Billy.
Opens on July the 26th, runs through August the 11th. The performances are Thursday through Saturday. at 7:30 p.m.
No matinees.
No matinees.
It's under the stars.
It's under the stars.
That's right.
We have a couple of pairs of tickets to the first two lucky callers who would like to give us a ring at 707-636-1350. We ask that if you do call and win the tickets, that you do show up at the performance. And again, it's outdoors, and having experienced some outdoor performances in the last couple of weeks, it is highly recommended that you dress in layers and bring a blanket or two for your comfort.
Yeah, you know how it works. You start out with very little, and then you start adding layers as it cools down in the evening, right?
Wrong kind of show, Steve.
Get your mind out of the gutter, will you? It is July 26th through August 11th at Segacio in Healdsburg. 1980s Midsummer Night's Dream. I can't wait to see this. All performances at 7:30 because it's Shakespeare Under the Stars. Stephen, let me ask you about your thoughts on the ending of Shakespeare in the Canary.
Oh yeah, you know, we were, Harry and I were just talking about that before we went on the air, and I'm sort of, I don't know the details about it, but I'm sad to see that go. There's a lot of theater in this county, and one thing I think that sometimes we take it for granted, but for a county this size and population, we have an extraordinarily high ratio of quality theater here, and I'm always sad. I'm sad to see any theater.
That's why we do this segment every week. There's so much to talk about,
and it's great. So I'm a little sad to hear about that. Like I said, I don't know the details, but I hope they don't go away forever.
It's been sold. Let's just hope they don't put a Burger King. No, not yet. No, the site has been sold. Let's just hope they don't put a
Disney
Burger King in there or something.
Unless it was a Shakespeare.
I don't know what's going to happen. Burger King, Henry VIII. Well, they got the crowns.
They got the crowns. Yeah. They're set.
There you go.
Dinner theater.
They do another show at 8 o'clock, folks. Come on by. Tip your waiters, please. For more information on the Ravens' A Midsummer Night's Dream, you can go to their website, raventheater.org. And find out all sorts of info about the remaining of their upcoming season. You have another show opening fairly soon as well.
We're opening a show right after this one, a week later. It's a musical called I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change.
I remember that.
It's a great four-person musical. It started in the 90s in New York.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to do it for years. It's about it's a contemporary look at mating, dating, marriage, kids, etc. The reason I haven't done it is I thought, it's so 90s, but there was a brand new updated version just rewritten in 2018, and we're doing the North Bay premiere of that version.
Right.
Cool.
Cool. Lord, what fools these mortals be.
Well said.
I've heard that before.
That's good.
Where have I heard that?
I just made that up. All right. It's A Midsummer Night's Dream with Madonna and Cyndi Lauper and
Billy Idol.
Bangles and Billy Idol. This is going to be cool. The Shakespeare play, A Midsummer Night's Dream with a different take. Thanks to our friend, the director, Stephen David Martin. Always good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, sir.
Christy Kalson and Haley Hollis.
Do you have to have a first and last name beginning with the same initial to get cast in this show?
Yes, your name has to be alliterative.
Okay. Just checking.
Perfect for Shakespeare.
All you aspiring actors and actresses out there, keep that in mind.
Change your names and audition at the Raven.
That's right.
Hello, I'm Busby Berkeley. You're hired.
George Clooney.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
great.
You.
Thank great
you.
Job. Always good to see you, Stephen. And again, it opens, don't tell me.
I won't.
August
no.
July 26th through August 11th at Segacio Winery in Healdsburg.
Thursday through Saturday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great run.